I'm Shelley Irwin. We call this segment our Senior Concerns. Guests on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan sharing their happenings. Today's topic, Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program. Important conversation. Thanks to you, Michelle Terrell. MAP, that's MMAP, Site Coordinator with Senior Neighbors. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Bob Callery, MAP, Regional Coordinator with the Area Agency. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, let's talk about this topic that is important to both of your organizations and more. Bob, what's MAP and what do you do to help seniors?
So MAP is a statewide nonprofit volunteer organization. We have, across the state of Michigan, about 750 volunteers that help answer Medicare questions for Medicare beneficiaries, family members, professionals in the community who have questions on Medicare. They're helping somebody out. Here within our nine-county region, we have about 65 volunteers. So we have one of the larger groups across the state. So we look at Medicare, what the different parts are. We help explain that. We help people review drug coverage, Advantage plans, supplements. And then on the Medicaid side, here in Michigan, we have over 30 Medicaid programs, so we only focus on the ones that that Medicare beneficiaries would qualify for, programs to help pay their Part B premium or long-term care Medicaid, like nursing home Medicaid.
Yes. Yes.
Again, MAP, MMAP, standing for Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program. Michelle, the new Medicare cards that everyone has received, yes, what do you tell us about these?
So the new cards were issued as a pretty big project to remove the Social Security numbers and replace with a random number on the Medicare cards. Mm-hmm. Most beneficiaries should have received them by now. But starting January 2020, the old numbers are no longer going to be accepted. So there was this period of time where both numbers could be used kind of interchangeably by providers for billing, and that's not going to be the case starting January 2020. So everyone at that point needs to change over to their new Medicare card. And if they haven't received them, then they definitely need to be calling Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 to request a replacement card. But the biggest thing that beneficiaries can do is check their mail. It may have been received and you didn't know it was, if they weren't expecting it, they didn't know it was coming. And so they've just kind of filed it away with their mail.
And this is for the senior over 65?
Yeah, seniors over 65 are individuals that have been disabled for more than 2 years.
Thank you for that. Question for you both, Bob. Talk about any anticipated changes to Medicare for next year that perhaps people should be mindful of.
So some of the things that we should be looking out for next year with Medicare plans. On the Medicare Advantage side, there were lots of new rule changes that occurred last year. One of the rule changes allows the Advantage plans to have similar benefits to each other's plans. So before, the policies had to visually look different premiums, different copays. Well, now they can look similar, almost identical. So people really need to pay attention to what each of these plans are covering. And then also, these plans are able to offer supplemental benefits, so dental and vision, where original Medicare does not cover that. Last year, CMS Medicare changed the rules to allow these programs to offer more benefits, so more in-home services, transportation benefits, home modification, things of that nature. Because of the timing last year, a lot of these plans did not include those benefits. So we're wondering if we're going to start seeing more of these plans offering some of those benefits.
Anything to add, Michelle?
Yeah, as far as Medicare supplemental plans go, we're also seeing some big changes in 2020. Two of the most popular plans for our beneficiaries have been Medigap C and Medigap F plan. And starting in 2020, no one that's new to Medicare or look new to enroll in a Medicare supplemental plan is going to be allowed to enroll into the C or F policies. Mm-hmm. People who are on those plans will be allowed to continue with those plans, but no one new will be able to sign up. So what we're really recommending is for anyone who's new at this time mm-hmm. to Medicare, if they're looking at Medicare supplemental plans, that they look into a G or an N policy to replace these C or F plans. And people who are on the CRF who are pretty healthy and could go through medical underwriting may also want to consider making a switch. One of the risks that people who stay on the CNF plans face is the possibility of pretty steep premium increases when no one new is allowed to enter it.
Are there any assistance programs, Michelle, out there to help with Medicare costs or even high prescription costs here?
Yeah, there are definitely assistance programs out there for people who are struggling with prescription costs and with Medicare costs. The biggest misconception is that you can't have any assets to qualify for these programs. The highest asset limit on these programs is about $14,000. So you can actually have pretty significant assets and still be eligible. And the highest income limit for a single person is $1,581 a month or $2,134 a month for a couple. So your income can still be, decently high, and you can still have some assets and still get some help with costs.
Bob, are there any local Medicare scams we should be made aware of in these times?
There are many scams that are going on right now. Yep. Some of the bigger ones, the arm and back brace scam. Whenever we're out doing outreach in the community, beneficiaries are always telling us they keep getting 20 calls a day on this back brace scam. So
mostly through a phone call?
Correct. Yep. These fraudulent companies are simply looking for your Medicare number to bill for this equipment, and they can charge Medicare thousands of dollars for this stuff. So back brace and arm brace, pain cream scam, same type of situation. The newest one is genetic testing, so screening for cancers. We had somebody locally who was taken advantage by one of these. Cost Medicare $10,000 for this test, and Medicare ended up paying for it, so something that she did not need. Big cost to Medicare. And then another one ramping up right now is Social Security. Somebody's that they're coming from Social Security, and that they're going to freeze their Social Security account because of suspicious activity. So people get worried because that's their main source of income. So that they're going to freeze the account unless they give them their numbers so they can look into it. So that's how these groups get Social Security numbers. 76,000 reported cases this in the last year. I think it was $19 million in losses to people, so $1,500 or so on average per person. So these scams are active.
So just say no, trust.
Yep.
With those red flags as they come through. Michelle, tell me more about Senior Neighbors and how we find out more information.
So Senior Neighbors is a nonprofit organization in Kent County. We serve seniors who are 60 and older in our community. Mm-hmm. And we offer a lot of different programs. We have a case management program, health and wellness, senior centers, transportation program. The best way to get connected with Senior Neighbors is to call our offices. And that telephone number is 616-459-6019.
Great. And I know you're opening up your applications for the 16 over 60 senior
Yeah, 16 awards. Over 60 is a really great opportunity for seniors in this community who are giving back to be recognized for the work that they're doing in the community. And if you're interested in making nominations, that you can do that through our website, seniorneighbors.org.
Bob, your final comments. Bob Callery, best way to find out more information on this MAP topic?
MAP, we have a statewide hotline number, 1-800-803-7174. You can call Area Agency on Aging. You can call Senior Neighbors. You can call your local Commission on Aging. If you have a Medicare and U-Book, our number's on the back cover.
Thank you all, Bob Callery, Michelle Terrell, on behalf of our senior concerns and this Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program. Thanks.